Tribulation and Triumph. Revelation Part 3. The battle between good and evil take an ugly turn as Christ prepares to vanquish evil forever. The Great Tribulation. Two-thirds of Israel will die and the rest will be purified to receive Christ. This is prophesied in Zechariah 13:8. There's also a different tribulation, Matthew 24:9. The trouble extends to God's people across the world as well, Revelation 12:17. In Revelation, John refers to the Great Tribulation as wrath or disaster. In prophetic books and apostolic letters, it is called trouble as never before, Jacob's trouble, day of wrath, day of the Lord, the Great Tribulation. The first half of the Great Tribulation is described in Revelations 8 to the beginning of 11. The seventh seal is open and six trumpets are blown. The timeline is 42 months, Revelation 11. During this time, there is destruction on earth. Two witnesses evangelize, die, and rise. There are, of course, other evangelists as well. In the second half, in Revelation 11, second part, to Revelation 18. This also spans a period of 42 months, referred to in Revelation 13, 5. The following happens in heaven and earth. 144,000 Israelites are marked and later present with Jesus on Mount Zion, Israel. The saved are singing on a sea of glass in heaven. The Antichrist is in control on earth. Israel is purified on earth. The second coming of Jesus to earth. Chapter 12 covers an overlapping scenario of the woman, dragon, and child appearing to be Israel, Satan, and Jesus respectively over a much larger time frame. More righteous appear to be saved by the rapture from the worst, which includes seven disasters. Fall of Babylon, the great prostitute. Who's she? If Israel is the great prostitute in the Old Testament, is it the church in the New Testament? Or is it opposing religions or religious organizations? Food for thought. If the headquarters of the church is Rome, that is the headquarters of the great prostitute described, Babylon. Assembling of kings for the battle of Armageddon. This is the second great war. The first occurred during the time of Christ's first coming. The third is at the end of the millennial rule of Christ. The Antichrist is also referred in Daniel, Zechariah, 2 Thessalonians, and Revelation as little horn, fierce king, master of intrigue, prince who is to come, worthless shepherd, man of lawlessness, one who brings destruction, and the beast. The millennial rule. The final phase of the first resurrection occurs in Revelation 20. Christ's thousand-year rule on earth is kicked off with a grand celebration, the marriage supper. Christ rules the earth with his martyrs and saints. This rule features Satan bound for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, Feast of the Tabernacles, Zechariah 14, Israel 100% compliant to God's laws, Jeremiah 31, people living long lives, Isaiah 11, Israel evangelizes nations, Isaiah 49, 42, peace reigns. For example, the lion and lamb sleep together, Isaiah 11. The last great war. Satan, released for a short while, unleashes his fury by collecting all forces in huge numbers in the last great battle. Gog, the king from the land of Magog, Revelation 20, 7 to 10, are involved. Gog and Magog are also prophesied by Ezekiel in Ezekiel 38 and 39, at a time when God's people are living securely. They are destroyed by fire. Judgment. Everyone from all time face judgment, where God declares who has eternal life and who eternal death. Satan is destroyed forever in the lake of fire. The new age, the grand and final destination of new heaven and earth is opened up and saints reign with Christ. While Christ's rule brings on the perfect governance, What can we do today, wherever we are placed, to emulate that environment in this world?